Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday. It's the Next Level Podcast, which is, of course, a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. We compete in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League. We've been in the Northeast Columbia community since 1995. We have 13 state championships and 13 state runners-up. You can learn more about our athletic department at RidgeviewSports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. My name is Brian Rosefield. I'm the athletic director here at Ridgeview High School, and I'm joined by our esteemed girls cross country coach, Michael Stackhouse.
What's up?
Welcome into the podcast studio. We are here. You're a veteran. We were talking off the air. You've been on this podcast back when it was hosted by Cameron Lee, so you know what to do probably more than I do.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're gonna turn the reins over to you here in a little bit, but we're here to talk about cross country. Y'all know we talked about this Next Level Podcast, started up season 3 last week, so we're back here to talk about, in this case, girls cross country. Y'all had a big meet this weekend.
Yes, sir. Spartanburg, South Carolina, eye-opener.
The eye-opener. Is this the first time y'all been to the eye-opener, or is this something y'all have done before?
I want to say this is the first time, because I know traditionally we would go to Providence.
That's right. And I know back when I was coaching cross-country, this was a meet that kept coming up. A lot of teams were going, but I think we started going to Providence back a long, long time ago.
Yes, sir.
So give us a rundown on how the girls did this weekend.
Before I get to girls, I just want to give a shout-out to Coach Don. The boys had a phenomenal opener. I think they was top 10. Ninth overall, I believe. Ninth or 10th overall, 49 okay. teams. I think Liam Robinson opened with a PR. Mac opened up, I think, a minute faster than last year. Orange Struggles opened with a PR. Just across the board, they just look good. But, I mean, they've been training all summer. And Coach Don, you know, he's been doing his thing. From a girl's side, we had a pretty decent opener. I've learned through the years not to be too high or too low, whatever happens with results. So we place in the championship division. The championship division is usually – out of the two divisions, it's usually the lesser division, but it's still a lot of talent at this top. So out of 49 teams, we placed 13th. And the conversation I had with my girls was, hey, like, this, you know, execution-wise, this wasn't one of our best races, and we still came out here, and most of them being their first ever race, and most of them being first race in a year, and we still were competitive. And, I mean, that's a sign of we're going to where we want to be as a team. And that's to make state, make win region, and do big things.
So talk about some of those individual performances. You take 13th out of 49, which I think, like you say, out of the gates is a more than respectable appearance and result. So talk about some of those individual results.
It has to start off with Nala Aiken. She's kind of taking distance by storm. Track season we had, the 800. She was the first girl since Coach O in 2009, I believe, to qualify for the state meet. And she's went to nationals, had a good nationals. And she's kind of taking that same – you know, energy and same results, and she's going to the cross country. I think it's her first ever race, 22 flat. And I mean, her, like I said, her training has looked vastly different than a normal 5K girl. So for her to go out there and compete and then still be competitive and then run a decent time, it speaks volumes to not only the competitor she is, but how, you know, we're doing good things in this program.
And that's her first 5K race ever.
First 5K 22 race.
Flat. Now, I want everybody to understand, so going out and running 3.1 miles, first of all, without ever having done it, and still to go 20 in the low 20s, I think that's phenomenal, because I know for me, if I'm going out and running the first 3 miles of race of my life, I'm going to go out probably way too fast, and I'm going to just come in probably 40 minutes plus, or I'm going to go out way too slow, not really understand. So 22 minutes first race, I think that's phenomenal.
And the crazy thing is, she has not ran anything over 2 miles all year training-wise.
That's
so
awesome.
To do that, it's just wild.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. You know, and I tell you, you have a lot of girls, like you said, it's their very first race. So talk about how young your group is, how experienced your group is overall. Tell us a little bit about that.
I think we have a good mixture of experience and youth. Kimora Washington Allen, she's in year 4 and she's only a junior. Miracle is only in year 4 and she's only a sophomore. But then we have younger kids like Jalen Scott, she's an 8th grader. Jenna Hollins is an 8th grader. Christiana Murphy is an 8th grader. Ariel Mazik is only a junior. I think we only have 2 seniors this year. I looked at the roster and I think I have, from upperclassmen to middle school, I think it's about 25 girls.
Wow. So yeah, and what you've done to speak about you growing the program has been phenomenal, to have that many girls that are now coming out and excited about running. I think it speaks volumes to who you are as a person, but who you are as a coach. So kudos to you for growing the program.
Thank you so much.
I think it's awesome.
I learned from the best.
Well, yeah, maybe not. Now tell us, you've got coming up this coming Saturday, y'all are on the road again. Is that right?
Yes. So we're going, I'm taking a younger group. A lot of girls that didn't, we traced 19 girls. I have 35 girls on the roster. So the rest of the girls, we're going this week to Lugoff Elgin. Coach okay. O has, she's hosting the meet. We were grateful to find a good meet for that. So we're going to go out there and compete.
And so for those that don't know who Coach O is, tell us who she was prior and now who she is now.
Okay, so formerly Sierra Henderson. Yeah. Pretty much one of the best girls to ever walk through the hallways of Ridgeview. Phenomenal athlete, phenomenal cross-country runner, phenomenal track athlete. Was had, before it got broken in, I want to say 2019 by Hillcrest, had the state record in the 4x8. Mm. Still has the school record in the 4x8. Had the state record for a while in the open 8. 213, I want to say the 4x8 record is 9:29, and that's not slow at all. has the school record in the 5K. I want to say 18:43 is her record. So just a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete, and even a better person. She's been one of the people, I was blessed to have her on the staff for 1 year. She's one of the people that you kind of know that, like, she's not going to be assistant for too long. I mean, I at least thought I was going to get 2 years, but, I was grateful for 1 year. And just, like, we still bounce off ideas off each other's heads all the time. But, we, you know what I'm saying, I love her like a sister. But we also can understand when it's competition time, we going at each other. But at the same time, I've been at meets, even state qualifiers last year. She literally asked me, she was like, hey, what's your girl's name? And she was cheering my girls on in the race. So that just speaks volumes to the person she is.
That little story right there says all you really need to know about Sierra Henderson, now Olafont Coach O. She's a Ridgeview Hall of Famer. All those numbers that you were coming off with the top of the dome, which is incredible that you can remember all those numbers, by the way. She was a phenomenal student athlete here at Ridgeview, went on to do great things at USC. But like you say, just an incredible person. To be able to ask a student's name from another school to cheer him on, I think it's incredible.
And just to speak about how she is a coach, she's completely transformed that Lugoff Elgin program. Like, they have multiple girls, multiple boys going to state now. They're competitive in cross country. They're competitive in track. And that just speaks to the testament of a coach she is. And she's a student of the game.
Yeah, she really is. And gives I've known Sierra for a long, long, long time now. Has always given everything 110%, and that's how she's doing over there at Lugoff. So I'm glad we were able to highlight her as well. So going to Lugoff, and then obviously another full slate of races the rest of the season. As we wrap this one up, Stack, anything else you'd like us to know about your group, about your girls?
Just keep an eye on these girls. Like I said, we didn't execute the best on last Saturday, and we were still really competitive. So, like, when everything clicks from a training perspective with this group, I think we have a chance to do something really special.
Well, it sounds like to me that there's room to grow. There's room to pursue that next level, as it were. And lo and behold, we're on the Next Level Podcast. So I love to hear that. Again, great job of what you're doing.
Thank you.
Excited to see your girls and our guys. But it's been sitting here talking to you. Excited to see your girls run here soon. Folks, we have homecoming coming up here Friday night.
I definitely will be there.
Spring Valley coming to town. It's homecoming. We mentioned the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame game is coming up October the 6th, so you'll get to meet our brand new Ridgeview class of Hall of Famers. But we'll see you back here next Tuesday for the Next Level Podcast.
Trust the process.